We continue our preview of tonight's NCAA championship football game between Indiana and Miami. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is the biggest Miami Hurricanes fan we know. He was a college All-American there, went on to greatness with the Cowboys, Pro Football Hall of Famer. We say good morning to the playmaker, Michael Irvin.
Man, you guys.
Yeah.
Come on with me. Who am I talking to?
Well, this is Craig and George and Gordon, the Musers.
Yeah, the Musers. You know us, Michael.
Gordo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, it's good to talk to you guys, man. You guys have always cracked me up. And
we've always had a good time together. It's always been great.
We had a good time. And just as a warning, next couple of minutes, man, I'm going to use my sensitive voice with you.
We're talking
at a very high register. And then when I get cheers about football, you will hear me scream at the phone. But no, man. I appreciate you, God.
You don't have to warn us that you're going to do all that. You can just... Yeah. Shift in and out of those voices, but
I just have to say, man, because you guys crack me up. I mean, everywhere I go, people say, "Hey, Michael, close my school district, man."
Yeah,
close my, and I'd say this: Valley View, close. You know, Decatur Middle School, close.
Right.
It makes me laugh, man, because you guys are funny, man. You always have been.
So God, you're well aware of the fake Michael Irvin.
Oh yeah. I hear it all the time, man. It's funny. It really is. Not like that guy on Saturday Night Live, man.
Yeah, that was a pretty big thing. I mean, you had a lot of our listeners that were emailing us about that.
Man, that guy, man, he was not funny. Yeah. I mean, it's okay, you know. It's stolen. That's stolen.
Yeah.
That is a stolen bit.
Oh, he's getting worked up.
Michael Irvin belongs to a ticket. It belongs to a ticket. And Gordo.
Yeah.
I know you're doing that, Gordo.
Well, I try to do the voice sometimes, but it's not that great.
No, man. By the way, the New York Stock Exchange today, closed.
That's right. Yeah, it's true.
That's right. It is true.
And all the school districts are closed, too, except for Highland Park.
Okay.
All right. No, man.
It is a holiday.
I'm just BSing you, man. I'm just BSing you. But I ain't lying.
BSing, but not lying. You okay? You sound like you got a popcorn hole or something stuck in your throat.
No, I'm
trying to get
good,
it out.
Man, I'm doing
hey, we got to ask you, because tonight your Hurricanes take on Indiana for the national title. What is the deal with you on the sideline at Miami games?
I don't know, man. I just can't help myself. You know, I got the U deep in me, man. I'm already at the stadium.
You are right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I camped out on the Hurricane sideline last night because you know the playmaker likes to pitch a tent.
Yeah, right. Well,
and that's what I did. And I camped out, and man, I don't know, man. I just love the U. I love playing for the Cowboys. And you know I love Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love Troy. And I love women. But I really love the U.
Okay, you didn't need to.
I really love the U.
Women
you
part,
guys but... think I was wild in Dallas. You should have seen me as a teenager in Miami.
I bet. I bet. You probably like to party quite a bit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so do you see yourself as like a famous alum player at Miami, or do you just see yourself as a fan now? Or do you still feel that connection? How do you see yourself?
You know, that's a good question, Gordo.
Not really, but...
How about over-the-top cheerleader?
Okay.
You guys see me do what I do.
Yeah.
Get down that four-point stance, you know, when the opponent's at the goal line, or take out my belt and whoop up on their jerseys after the game. Say, do not come in here. To our house, we are the U.
Well, you're into
a complete recreation.
Yeah, I especially enjoy doing that to those Aggies, man. And by the way, I am so tired of hearing about Indiana. And it always like, It's like one of you guys going, oh, Indiana this, oh, Indiana that, oh, Cook Cignetti, oh, Indiana.
You're over it.
Yeah. I'm tired of that. They haven't faced the U yet. Wait till you see what happens tonight when they face the U.
He's getting worked up.
Okay.
Our house right here.
Okay, he's calmed down again. Now he's got the popcorn thing happening.
Well, good luck to the Hurricanes tonight. I think they've got a shot.
Oh, we got more than a shot. We got more than a shot, man. We're going to – and here's the other thing.
Yeah.
I think we're going to run up the score on them tonight.
Wow.
You already have a prediction on the score?
Well, my man Barry Switzer used to say, hang half a hundred. I think the Hurricanes going to hang half a hundred.
Wow, okay. That's quite a prediction.
Let's go, you! Let's go, you! Let's go,
He's
you!
Trying to get a chant started.
Cheers, I'm going to do this for the next 14 hours.
Yeah, he's by himself right now.
How do you have the energy for this?
I know, it seems like I don't understand, where are you getting your energy?
You know, that's a good question. I think Norm asked that a long
time.
Yeah,
he did.
Let's go, you!
All right.
All right, good luck tonight.
Michael,
thanks for the time.
Michael.
There he goes, the playmaker, Michael Irvin.